The National League beat the American League in the first ever swing-off in the All-Star Game. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Philadelphia's Kyle Schwarber named the All-Star Game MVP after clubbing three home runs to lead the National League to a 4-3 advantage.
It's a great honor, and hopefully, it's going to be something that it's going to be something that you can hold on to for forever, but hopefully it'll be a cool moment there for the Phillies for a little while.
National League blew a 6-0 lead before settling for the swing-off victory. Brewers Trevor McGill and Jacob Mizorowski both appeared in the game. McGill closed out the seventh by retiring the only batter he faced. Mizorowski tossing a scoreless eighth inning, reaching 100-plus miles per hour on the radar gun 11 times, allowing just one hit in his appearance.
I was trying to get a changeup by him and, have a little fun and just show off. And, he got to it. So, it's all fun.
Bucks will be back on the court later today in Las Vegas. They'll continue summer league action against the Chicago Bulls. Bucks are 1-2 after beating Denver and falling to Cleveland and the L.A. Clippers. Wisconsin's Izzy Stricker, the youngest daughter of pro golfer Steve Stricker, won the Wisconsin Women's Amateur Championship in a playoff at Maple Bluff Country Club yesterday. NFL continues to unveil its top 100 players in the league. Packers edge rusher Rashawn Gary is in at number 80. Gary played in 17 games last year, finished with 7.5 sacks and forced a fumble. He had 9 tackles for loss. He's in his 7th season with the Packers. New York Jets are signing corner Sauce Gardner to a 4-year, $120 million contract extension. That deal includes over $85 million in guaranteed money, and it makes him the NFL's highest-paid corner. The Chiefs locking up their right guard, Trey Smith, to a 4-year, $94 million extension. It includes $70 million in guaranteed money and is now making him the highest-paid interior lineman in NFL history. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.